From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It's being called the biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Seattle-based savings and loan Washington Mutual had suffered big losses selling risky mortgages to homebuyers. Last night, it was seized by the government and most of its assets sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. Regulators say the bank failed in part because of a sudden rush by depositors to pull their money out over the past week or so. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Regulators had long been keeping an anxious eye on Washington Mutual. The company, which is known as WaMu, had been steadily losing money for nearly a year, more than $6 billion in the last three quarters alone. Then, more than a week ago, WaMu began to experience a good old-fashioned bank run. John Rich heads the Office of Thrift Supervision, which regulates savings and loans.
Beginning about the 15th of September and continuing every day until through yesterday, the bank experienced a serious run on deposits totaling about $16.7 billion over that nine-day period.
What suddenly caused WaMu's customers to begin pulling so much money out of the bank isn't clear, but it undoubtedly had a lot to do with a constant stream of bad news from Wall Street and the slow decline of economic growth. Rich says most of WaMu's customers had nothing to worry about. The bank was insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which means deposits of less than $100,000 were protected. But Rich says not everyone understands that.
I think we have a new generation of bank customers who know little or nothing about deposit insurance, and I think that we need to re-educate the public.
Regulators worried that a failure of WaMu would be a huge disruption for the banking system. It's the country's biggest savings and loan. So they began looking for a company to buy it. They talked to Citigroup and Wachovia. Finally, last night came the news that WaMu would be bought by the banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase. Here was Sheila Bair, head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, talking on CNBC today.
This institution was the big issue for us. We wanted to make sure that we handled it in a way that was smooth, that did not impair depositor confidence or public confidence, and obviously at very minimal or zero cost for us.
The demise of WaMu is a story of stunning miscalculation by the company's management and a relentless thirst for profits. Karen Shaw-Petru of Federal Financial Analytics says WaMu used to be a pretty conservative institution, but a couple of years ago, it changed its strategy.
It decided to walk away from safe mortgages and instead to double down into higher risk ones. That proved a fatal mistake.
Petru says WaMu began offering no documentation loans and loans that gave borrowers a lot of leeway about when they'd make payments. She says the company was drawn into the subprime business because of the huge profits that could be made. Unfortunately, it got in just as subprime was peaking. By this summer, WaMu was on the FDIC's list of troubled banks, and regulators forced out its CEO and replaced him with someone else. For all its troubles, WaMu still has some valuable assets. It has a huge network of branches and a big customer base. Petru says it can still make a lot of money selling credit cards and mortgages.
That's what Washington Mutual used to do. It originated sound conservative mortgages, and I'm sure there are people left in the bank who know how to do that. At least I hope so.
J.P. Morgan Chase clearly thinks WaMu's assets are worth something. The company is paying just under $2 billion for the bank, a very low amount. It is having to write down a lot of WaMu's debts. But J.P. Morgan officials say they think they can make the deal work, even if the economy deteriorates further and the losses prove to be worse than expected. They're betting that they can make something out of the disaster that WaMu has become. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.